Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family. Few days, I am so excited, and I want you to feel the fire as well, because God is getting ready to do a mighty work to them who love the Lord, amen, and who is caught up on his name, but he's also seeking those sheep who have gone astray, because he says none of us are perfect. We're all one step away from sin, amen, and so God is going to do some mighty things, he says, because he wants the kingdom to know. Oh, taste and see that he is good. God gave me this vision, and I'm going to share it with you, because this is the ministry, and God says share, and you have to be obedient unto God. And what God showed me was, he showed me a store, a huge store. And within the store, you have many different things where you can go around and sample. Sam's is really good about that. You can go around and sample different foods and things of that nature. And so you go around and sample all of these foods, and God says that in all of these samplings, you see if you like it. Well, I tell you what. Once you meet Jesus, once you accept God into your life, you're going to like the things that God is going to do in your life. So therefore, it's very important that we accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it's very important that we expect something within these next hours, these next days, these next weeks, God says 6 weeks, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to read Psalm 136, and I want to read it in its entirety, because there is encouragement in the word of God. It reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Shalom, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And give their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. He remembered us in our lowest state, his love endures forever, and freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 26. May the Lord add up to the readers and doers of his holy anointed word. Amen. I want to welcome all of you to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I know you could be doing other things, but this is very important, because God is getting ready to do something mighty in our lives, and God is getting ready to help many people, as he already have been. And we must be ready for what is to come from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so my job tonight, as the Lord is showing, is to prepare us. And when I talk about preparing, we are speaking of preparing for the entrance of the Lord. We're speaking about preparing our hearts and minds for the Lord in order to receive and accept His holy word, in order to receive and accept what He has for us, in order to receive and accept Him. And many of us have already accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and some have not. And so in that, we must prepare ourselves. We come to the ministry, we come home with many different things that has happened in this world, things that has happened on the job, things that has happened at the church, things that has happened just in the community, things that has happened. We come and we bring all of this, and we expect to hear from God. And God says, you're going to have to release, you're going to have to unload your burdens. And we do this every time we have this experiment, because we release those things. And for some reason, right, the after effects still jump on our backs. So you must be prepared to pack up everything at this particular moment. Pack it up. Pack up everything that easily distracts you. Pack up everything that keeps you up at night. Pack up everything that keeps you from the Word of God, keeps you from having a relationship with God. Pack all of that up. Pack all of that up. And I want you to give it over to God. Say, God, it's yours. You have to say it in the atmosphere. God, it's yours. Give it to God. Some people are still holding on. Some people are still holding on to things that happened 30 years ago. Some people are still holding on to something that happened last week. Some people are still holding on to some things that happened today. You have to let it go. Some people are holding on to the moment right now. You have to let it go. God says we're into the presence of God. We have to get into the presence of God. And I want you to focus just on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you have to close your eyes, close your eyes. If there are distractions, you have to get into the presence of God. One of the reasons why we have this ministry at the late night hour is because people begin to need prayer at the late night hour. Things happen at the late night. And also because when individuals come home, they have to get the kids ready for school the next day, and they have to wind down, and kids have to be in bed, and they have to do their homework and things of that nature. So we have the ministry at numerous times, at different times, but we have it recorded. That way you can listen to it anytime you want. So you're going to have to unpack everything that is holding you down at this particular time. I just want you to unpack it, whatever it is. Somebody made you mad. You had a hard day. Somebody made you mad last week. Something happened a year ago that really changed your life. Something that happened a month ago that really changed your life. I want you to really think about God right now. This is God's moment. This is His time. And we are going to give Him 100% of our attention. So unpack everything. Take a deep breath. Think of something that makes you happy, or someone who makes you happy. Think of that person. And think of God, because God is the creator of that person. God is the creator of that thing. And now we're to the source of what created happiness in your life, so that you can begin to experience happiness while you're on earth. Amen? And you're going to hear some of my allergies acting up a little bit, but God is still good, because we're still going to have the program regardless, allergies or not. Amen? Okay. So the Lord instructed me at this particular moment that while we go through this process of thinking about a need and want, God wants me to talk you through it. And God reminded me, He says, I gave you the coaching ability to speak to my people to bring them unto me. And I often use this strategy as well when I need to refocus myself on the spiritual side of my life. And I want to take you through this experience that God has given me. I want to share it with you. God has added some things in there that I don't know about, but it will come out as I'm coaching you, and so we will learn together. Amen? I believe in God. God never allows me to get on ministry without having a word. God allows me to have a word. He allows me to be able to reach the people. And so on today, God is going to reach you through His word. And so what's going to happen is I'm going to dim the light, as I usually do. Excuse me. And what I want you to put on your paper, and make sure you can see, I'm using the light from the computer, I want you to place on the left side a need, and on the right side a want. Now, if you hear some pauses, it's because I'm listening and being obedient to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. We have to be obedient, especially when the Lord has called us to speak to his people, because we don't want to lead them astray. On the need, I want you to put a 1, and on the want, I want you to put a 2. God is going to explain that a little bit later. I'm going to put on some music, The Scent of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. It's an instrumental track. And I'm going to allow the Lord to use me in a mighty way so that we can work this out together. And I'm going to still take you through the process. You're going to hear music playing. You may hear another song afterwards. You may hear a commercial, but we're going to keep moving. God says that with music, music is therapy. God says that on tonight, many people need therapy. When we speak about therapy, we're talking about therapy of the body, which means we need the body of Christ to come within us so that he can give us strength, because many of us are weak. Weakened because of the problems and situations that we face. God says that there are people who want to be reconnected with whom they're supposed to, and God is going to do that. He says, but you have to do some things in order to get back connected with God first, because God is the source of all of your connections. How many of you know that every person you meet, God is the source of that person, because God created that person? Amen. And so I want you to put a need and a want. And there are many sweet spirits on this line. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to walk you through this. We're not going to go fast. We're going to go by the Spirit of God. Amen? And we are going to really work through this, because I believe in God, and I believe in his power. And anything that is distracting or causing a distraction at this point, amen, then we're going to have to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Is that right? All right. So what I want you to do is look at your need and want. On your need, there's a 1. And on your want, there is a 2. And within this need, the Lord says that that 1 represents something that you really need on this earth. He says, because we need him every hour, every day, we need God. And he said that number 2 is a want. That's secondary. That's something that you can live without, he says, but you want it because it makes you happy, because that person makes you happy. You want that business because you want to be prosperous. So at this time, I want you to think about a need. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is the Lord assuring me. If you already have accepted the Lord as your Savior, Jesus Christ, I want you to put a G where that number 1 is. And God says, because you already understand and recognize that you need him and you've accepted him, he says, then he wants you to think about something that you need in your life so that you can live comfortably. He says, whatever it is, the kingdom is yours. Amen. He says, whatever it is, the kingdom is yours because you've accepted him. Now, for those who have not accepted God, God says, there is no choice. You need him. We all need God. You cannot make it in this world without God. And I know that some people don't believe in God. Some people, you know, you're going through the storms and you turned your back on God. God has taken the most precious things from you. But guess what? God will give you everything that you need, and he will fill those voids in your life. Don't give up on God, because he's not going to give up on you. But I dare you tonight to put God as a need. If you have not accepted God, there are so many people around this world who listen to ministries, not just this one, but many ministries on a daily basis, and you haven't accepted God because you think it's going to change your life forever, and it is, but it's not an overnight process. So if you have not accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'm telling you that you're going to need him. Amen? And so before you get all of your other needs fulfilled, somebody said a financial breakthrough, somebody says they about to get evicted, God says that you need him, because he can turn that around. So I'm encouraging you to put God where that need is if you have not accepted him. That's just my recommendation. Then God says, move over to the want. And I'm going to give you time. He says, move over to the want. For those of you who accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I just told you that God says the kingdom is yours. He says, but there are things in life that you want. Some people want happiness. They want to get out of different things that's causing them hurt, harm, or danger. They want to increase. They want to just be happy and be at peace. God says that this is your night to put that. Some people just want a financial breakthrough. Some people just want a car to be able to get to work and get back home, amen? And God says he can do that too. Some people just want to have a better relationship with God. Somebody want to be delivered and set free. Somebody want to get out of the hospital. Somebody's going in the hospital and they want healing before they get there. Somebody want the doctor's hands to already be anointed by God. That's some of your wants, amen? So I want you to really think about that. And those of you who are still trying to accept God or find God, God says put your want down. You want to find guidance, and that guidance that you want to find only comes from God. I can't give you guidance because I don't know everything about your life, but I can give you God. I can show you how to get to God. Amen? So I want you to go ahead and think about this, and then God says he's going to move us to phase two, and you're going to find out with me what phase two is. So put a need and put a want. All right, now that you have your need and your want, I want you to repeat your need and want to yourself. I want you to say, Lord, this is my need and my need is to. Lord, this is my want and my want is to. Now, does the Lord already know what your need and want is? Of course, because he is our Father. He is God. Amen? And so I want you to really repeat that. Amen? So go ahead and do that, then we're going to move to the second phrase. Give you about 30 seconds. All right, amen. God said, I already thank him in advance because it's done. It's already done, amen. Because God, I told you, God wants us to taste and see that he is good, amen. So we're moving to phase two, and God says in phase two, I want you to put a need. And then in phase two, I want you to put outcome. God says that just because you know him and you have accepted him, or just because you put God as a need and because you put your wants and you set it in the atmosphere, and he's going to bless you in that phase. He says in phase two, there are some things that we have to do. And God says that he wants me to guide you through this. And God says that prayer is always the key. Every day we are to pray unto God. And when we pray unto God, God says we need to do two things. Number one, is be specific, right? And God's smiling this. He says, if you need a breakthrough, don't just say, Lord, I need a breakthrough. If you need a financial breakthrough, say, Lord, I need a financial breakthrough, right? If you need a breakthrough in your spirit, say, Lord, I need a breakthrough in my spirit. Once you say that in the atmosphere, God says, he says you begin to own that and you begin to really accept what you need from God, and God begins to deliver. Amen? Amen. It's easy as that. That's phase two, right? Now, God says the second thing, once you pray, God says that you are to leave your request to God. Leave your request to God. And God says when you leave your request to God, God says patience of Job is the key. Patience of Job is the key. God says because your will is in his hand, because our will is in his hand, he knows just when to give us our breakthrough, amen? So you're wondering why you're in the same place and you pray to God for deliverance, to be delivered out of there? God said, because it's not time. He says, but he knows the correct time and he knows the correct opportunity and he knows when to open the door. He says, you continue until the Lord tells you to do something different, amen? So he says, you have to be patient. He says, because if you move too fast, he says, then you can miss out on all the opportunities and all the doors that he has for you. Amen? Somebody say amen. Praise God. So we have our need and our want. God says phase two is in the need. We have to do two things. We have to pray, and we have to leave our request to God. But God says most of all, phase three, he says you have to study the word of God. He says because in phase three, studying the word of God, he says you will know how to deal with people and situations that happen in your life, because God is showing, he says, some people can block your blessings by how you respond to them, because God expects us to be unique. He expects us to be different. He says once you come into the manifestation of God and accept God, he says you are a new creature. He says old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so when you're new, amen, when you buy a new car, then I don't expect any miles to be on there. God says when you are a new creature, he says you don't walk in perfection. He says, but you try to perfect your walk. Because you are a new creature, he says, just like when a baby is born, right? He says once they come into the world, they're exposed to everybody's germs. He says, but when we talk about the exposure to the germs, he says there's always something to clean. Your battles, God says, can be people, be situations, it could be careers, it could be whatever. God says, let him begin to take care of your battles. A lot of people always want to go to every battle that they hear about. And God says, the battle is not yours, the battle is his. He says, you stay prayed up. He says, because you miss out a lot on your blessings, on the needs and wants that you request of God, because you're too focused on this world. What is the world doing? Right? You need to focus on what God is doing and how God is transforming this world, because all God has to say is peace, be still, and I guarantee you everybody in this world will get right. Amen. All God has to do is send a flood, and I guarantee you everybody will be at attention. That's all he has to do. All God has to do is say a word, and that makes all the difference. Amen. So God says just as easy as it is for him to change or to turn upside down something that's corrupt, it's just as easy to fix and to make sure that you are blessed. God says, do not let any distractions, whether it's world, whether it's people, get you out of the ark of safety or out of his will. He says, every day of your life is a battle, a spiritual battle. He says, because you continuously have people who don't even know who he is. You continuously have people that live as the world and refuse to come unto him. He says, but your job is not to judge them or criticize them. Your job is to pray for them and to act in a way as if God is your Father, which he is. And just because God is in heaven doesn't mean that God doesn't know what we're doing. Amen? So therefore, at all times, God says at all times, not only should his praises continuously be in our mouth, He says, but we should treat our brothers and sisters the way we want to be treated. We should love our neighbors as we want to be loved or as we love ourselves. There's no way that we can say that we love God and we hate our neighbor. There's no way that we can say, Lord, I surrender, and we're still holding on to things that people did 5 years ago, people did last year. God said, let it go. Why? Because life is too short. Life is too short to be angry. People not speaking to people for years. How can you go to sleep? People being disobedient to their parents and to their grandparents. And you need to really rethink life, because God's desire for us on earth is not to want for anything. God wants us to seek Him for everything. That includes the breath in our bodies. That includes what we need. God expects us to seek Him, y'all. And some of us don't do that because we try to do everything on our own strength. We want to be independent. You can't be independent without God. Amen. You have to depend on God. You don't have to depend on a person, but you have to depend on God. Because guess what? Just as the song saying, we can't make it without God. We have to have God in our lives. People have lost their lives for professing to love God. But guess what? I love God. I love God with all of my heart and all of my soul, because God has been good to me and because of who He is. And so I really want you to think about the next time you ask God for something, the next time you need something, where is it going to come from? It's going to come from God. God may send a person to give it to you, but it comes from God. So God says there are some phases. He says a need and a want, right? Then God says, what do we need to do? The most important thing is pray unto God. Leave your request to God. And when you leave it, you have to be patient. You can't say, well, I'm going to go ahead and do this. Because God has a timing for everything, for the will of God. Then God says, study the word of God. The word of God will keep you. Hide it in your heart. Keep it on you 24/7. God says you must always have the word of God. You must always have His love in your heart, because God is love. That's who God is. God is love. He's nothing else but love. And God says, we're going to make it. And this song, I didn't even know this song was going to play, but God says, we're going to make it. So hang on in there, because we can't make it without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe that. I believe that I can do anything in God's strength. I believe that. I believe that if I step out on faith, I believe that God's going to take care of me. I believe that no matter what comes or goes, God has my back and God is going to take care of me. Amen? And so you have to believe that same thing, because God loves you just like He loves everyone else. And so a lot of people are online, and you have to really think about your needs and your wants. You have to really know that you must do something, which is pray. And when you pray, you leave your requests to God. Then you always study the word of God, so that when people begin to tell you that God said, you can look it up in the Bible. Study the word of God. That's what God wants us to do on a daily, daily basis. This is not just when we feel like it. This is on a daily basis. He wants us to study the word of God, because any time that you're on a journey, whether you're running a race, whether you're on the journey of life, God says you're going to need two things. You're going to need rest, and you're going to need the living water of God, because you're going to get tired. You're going to get tired on the journey. There are going to be things in this world that just make you tired. There are people in this world who are evil. But God says on this journey, you can rest in His word, and you can rest assured that God is going to always take care of you. And then he says that living water, God gives you that living water so that you can continue to press on. And that's the main thing. And so just know that we cannot make it without God. So if your need was you already have God and now you need something else, that's great. But before, if you haven't accepted God, before you do that, you're going to have to accept God. God is going to have to be a need. You're going to have to accept God in order to get to his favor, grace, and mercy. No one comes unto the Father but by me. You must acknowledge God. You have to. So you have to accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because that's who we need in our lives. Amen? Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Alfreda Love Show, to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I have many of you online. I have some of my co-hosts online. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have a few announcements to make, and I really want you to think about that all this weekend, to really think about that, because we're going to go strong. After this weekend, we're going to go strong because God is getting ready to do some mighty things. Amen? Some mighty things in our lives. I want you to please continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, writers, promoters, please, 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 Facebook, Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Continue to pray for your family. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, because that's unity and being on one accord. And then pray for yourself, and do not forget to pray for those you know and those whom you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we need to pray one for another. Amen. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to look at my Facebook page. On my Facebook page, if you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, you will see Ms. Vivica Fox, who will greet you on that page. You will see many articles such as television and TV shows. You'll see celebrities. You'll see effective presentations, social life in school, teaching, personal health information, activism, Christianity, radio, social issues, the blues, politics and political science, the mother-child bond, and you will see Christian and gospel music, United States politics, crime, and justice issues. You will see many of those things online, so be sure to tune in to that. All right? In addition to that, look at the Alfreda Love Show. Give me just a second. AlfredaLoveShow.com. And on that particular page, what you will see is you will see, let's see here. On that particular page, you will see a home page. You will see about the venue, location and contact, gospel artist link, spiritual guide. You'll see some of the consultants. You'll see speaking topics, article number one, article number two, Love's Author Corner. You'll see health and human performance. So please, please, please be sure to look at that, okay? In addition to that, just know that the National Book Festival is coming up, and that is actually on October 22nd through the 24th of this particular month, okay? So be sure to come out if you're in the Houston area. And if you're not in the Houston area, if you're just in town in Texas, come to this book festival. Actually, I have a newspaper that they sent, and we have many featured and special guests, such as Mr. Roland S. Martin, Sister Beverly Johnson, Mary Monroe. Then if you open up the newspaper, you'll see many different titles of authors and what they write about, such as Christian fiction, motivation, self-help. You'll see family relationships, fantasy, historical fiction, mystery, teens, young adults, urban fiction, poetry, politics, mainstream fiction, children books, biography, And then you will see religion and faith. You will see Dr. Afrida Love. Please be sure to come out on Saturday to my seminar, amen, and we're talking about leadership, and we're talking about it through the words of Christ and through looking at some of the aspects and some of the people who were in the Bible. And then we have this acronym entitled FOCUS, because I want you to leave out with something so that you will know how to stay focused on God and how to have a successful life and how to just be in the will and spirit of God. Amen. So be sure to come to my seminar on Saturday, 3 o'clock. I will also be there Friday with the book, Spiritual Guide to Go. Be sure to pick up a copy from me on Saturday, on Friday and Saturday. Thank you so much. In addition to that, just make sure that you mark your calendar for December the 18th at 6 p.m. at the Bellmead Civic Center. At the Bellmead Civic Center, what you will find is we will have a talent show at 6 o'clock p.m. 6 o'clock p.m. Excuse me. We will have many talents. And we will have prizes, and then we'll have a cash prize for the grand prize winner. So be sure to come out on December the 18th. We're going to start selling tickets in November, and I want to see your faces. Excuse me, your faces there. Also, if you want to connect with me on the radio, go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove and click on follow if you want an email every time I get online to have the ministry. So go to blogtalkradio.com, Freeda Love, that's FreedaLove, and I want you to get on there and press follow, and then every time I have a show or ministry, you will be alerted via email. Is that okay? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, because I know that many of you could be doing so many other things, but you chose to spend your night with the Love Live Jesus Ministry, with the Afrida Love Show, and I really, really appreciate that. Excuse me, my allergies are bothering me a little bit. But praise God anyways. We are going to conclude with the song, It's Your Season, because it is, and then you will hear the closing song. But I want you to come back. On tomorrow, I will have many of the shows posted. Also on tomorrow, please go to AfridaLoveShow.com and click on radio and listen to some of the segments that we've already had. On yesterday, we had the gospel artist, Sister Phoebe Hines. She's one of the great gospel artists. She's a legend. And we had her on, and we've had many individuals on, community leaders. We've had some hot topics on, so please listen to those interviews and catch up. Then on Saturday, we're going to have Miss Afrida Gerald. She actually sang in one of Tyler Perry's plays. She's a singer and an actress. She can sing very well, and so I want you to be able to hear her and enjoy her online. I'm bringing her to this ministry, to this show, just for you. So please come on Saturday, God's will, at 7 a.m. It's going to be an early morning show. That's Central Standard Time. Eastern Time, it is KM, Eastern Standard Time. So please come and support Miss Afrida Gerald. She is a great actress and singer, and she's been featured on the Tyler Perry shows or plays. All right, I'm going to play It's Your Season. Excuse me. And then we're going to have our concluding song. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is Saturday, take care of yourselves and each other. Good night, everybody.
I'm blessed coming out. I'm blessed coming in. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.